So guys, welcome to the show. I am super excited to bring you a wonderful guest. She is Jane Rosen. She's the author of, she's going to correct me if I'm wrong, 4 books. And we're going to talk a little bit about all of them, but we're going to probably jump right in and start talking about this latest release. Hi, Jane. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So this is like one of my all-time favorite things to do, talk about books. I love it. So your newest release is called, well, first let me backtrack. Let me give a little bit more about you. So you're an author, a screenwriter, which I want to ask you questions about that, and a former Huffington Post contributor. So you've got quite a cool pedigree going on here. It's pretty awesome.
Thank you. It's took a long time to find out where I would excel in the writing world. And I think I finally found it in novels.
That's awesome. The journey is the most fun, isn't it? Like all of the things you get to do and try. It's so cool. And you don't even have to just pick one. You can do all of them. Why not?
That's true.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit of the backstory of your newest release, which is On Fire Island.
Sure. So On Fire Island was first written as a screenplay. And it's the story that's been in my head and in my heart for probably 20 years. So basically, I feel like I wrote it as a screenplay, turned to novel writing, wrote 3 other novels almost as practice until I had the guts to tell my favorite story, which is On Fire Island.
I love that. So even though it's the latest release, it wasn't necessarily the last book you've written. This has been kind of just percolating and forming as you've been going along then.
Yes. I mean, it is the last actual book that I've written, but not the last story, let's say, gotcha, that I've thought of. How's that?
Yes, that makes perfect sense. is this purely fictional? Is it based a little semi-autobiographical or...
I met my husband on Fire Island over 30 years ago. And I think from that moment on, I had this very romantic kind of version of it in my mind. And I guess what I could say is I've shared my Fire Island in the book. It may not be everyone else's, but it's mine.
I love that.
Yeah. So that's what it is, really. It's just a love story. When it was a screenplay, it was the story of 3 men. And my editor, my book editor, said, well, you write for women, really. So I decided to write it from the perspective of the narrator's dead wife, who was, so it sounds sad, but it's not. It's very uplifting. And it was a really interesting way to tell the story from a female perspective about 3 men.
Wow, this sounds so fascinating. It's like it's mentally in my to be read list already. Mm-hmm. Along with your other book. We'll talk about that after, but yes, you're already in my to be read list. Which is an insanely long list. I don't know about you, but my reading list, I have like the bedside book, I have the Kindle book, and I like there's a lot of books that go on all at once. The Audible book. I have a lot of books going on all the time, but I love it. It's great. They say that's like the best way to become, you know, the best writer you can be is to read a lot. So we're on the right track.
It's true. I can't even, I wish I had like an extra 3 hours every day to sit down and read. Like I could just plop them in the middle of my day, but I don't, but.
Yes, I agree. Same thing. So tell me a little bit. So you started more so with screenwriting. This book, obviously in particular, was a screenplay first. What's easier for you?
That's a great question. And it's easier in different ways, let's say. So screenwriting, when you write a screenplay, you basically are writing the dialogue. You're writing a little, you know, a little bit of the two of us are talking on Zoom, right? But you don't have to go into full detail of what you're wearing or what you look like or what I look like or what the room looks like, because that's really kind of someone else's job in a movie. So unless it's very relevant for your story, it's mostly dialogue. So that's kind of easy. It's also, for me at least, I love writing dialogue. It's also much shorter. It's between 90 and 120 pages. So between those two things, you know, not having to fret over every word, just the dialogue, because that's all the person's, you know, the moviegoer will see. And between the length, that makes it easier in some ways. What's harder is that dealing with Hollywood is not easy. So I've had two different editors in my novel writing, and I've adored them both, and I've loved working with them, and I've loved their suggestions. Hollywood, on the other hand, is like, it's a lot of people. Like, I don't know, half a dozen people be reading it, and everyone has opinions. And sometimes I kind of felt like their opinions were just for the sake of having one, kind of. And they would send me on kind of wild goose chases in my writing all the time. Do it, could you do it this way? Could you do it that way? And you have to do whatever they ask. If they say, like, we like it, but let's move it to Mars, you got to move it to Mars, or they're going to replace you with another writer. In a novel, you can't be replaced, it's your story. So that's some of the different, idiosyncrasies, the differences between the two genres.
That's so fascinating because I've always wanted to just go back and take some time with some of the books I've written and try my hand at just for the I don't even know if I'd actually do anything with them, but just to try it and see if I can do it, because I think it's like a great exercise in learning some minimalistic writing, because you're like you said, you're going right down to dialogue. So there's so much you have to express and show through dialogue, than what you can do in a novel when you can just go on if you wanted to. Not that anybody likes to read that, but you could go on for pages with descriptive things and
And
everything.
interior thoughts too, right? Like
Yeah.
novel, you really have to show it in expression and dialogue in a movie.
Right. So fun. Now, speaking of that, your third release, and correct me if I'm wrong, Shoe Story is that right now being, there it is. There it is.
No, this is
Oh,
what's
this one. Okay.
yes,
That's
Eliza's Doctor Rumor.
okay. So now is this the one that right now is there's discussion for one of your books going into? That's the guy right there.
I
Okay.
mean, yes, everything is in total standstill right now with the writer's strike.
Oh, right. That's right.
But
Yes.
it was fun. I went out to LA and I met with the producers and the writer, and we had dinner, and I felt very cool. And then there was a writer's strike. So it was
You
short-lived.
know, I mean, very inconsiderate of them.
Right?
The
So.
nerve, I'm telling you. That's really, really exciting. It's got to be a little bit of both exciting and, based on what you said, also a little frightening, because you are giving up a lot of control. That's your baby, that's your book, that's your heart, and that you put into it, and somebody else is going to change aspects of it that you might not want changed. Now, I'm thinking of myself, and I feel like I might be a bit of a pushover and go, yeah, you're going to put this on the big screen, or small screen, whatever the case is. I'd be like, okay, how do you feel about it?
Oh, I feel fine about it. First of all, I really, really trusted and adored the people that are adapting it. I didn't know them before, but they're just, the writer's fantastic, the producers are fantastic, they're very communicative. And I just feel fine about it. I wouldn't feel as fine with anyone else adapting this book, because it's just closer to my heart.
Yeah.
And I love Eliza Starts a Rumor. It is, in many ways, one of, my favorite characters. There's four women in it, and I adore them. But I think, like, it's pretty fleshed out, and they're pretty fleshed out, and I trust who was writing it, so I'm okay with the whole thing.
Nice. That's such a great feeling. That's awesome. Talk to me a little bit about the characters that you build and create. I know people probably say to you, people in your personal sphere probably ask you if the character is based on them, or if who it's based on. Do you base your characters on people you know, or do you try to make them as completely fictional as possible?
They're for the most part as completely fictional as possible, but I do take emotions and really, like, when you're writing, you just, like, the best writing comes from within, from emotions that you felt. So there are definitely events or feelings or, parts of characters that are real people. The On Fire Island story has been so funny because everyone was concerned in Fire Island that they were in the book. And it's just, people are very funny about that. Who's this one? Who's that one? I'm like, it's no one. Like, There's a couple in the book, totally not important, that are a very annoying older couple. And I say how annoying they are. And so many people have asked me, is that this one? Is that this one? I'm like, it's no one. It's just so funny.
That is hilarious. What, so you said Eliza was kind of your favorite character, right? What is, do you have a book baby that's like your heart? Usually it's your first one, right? Usually they say your first book is like the baby, the darling.
Yeah. And my first book was definitely, I mean, you write a book and it gets published. So that's pretty great, right? And when you're writing your first book, you don't really think it's going to get published. You think your husband's going to read it, your kids, the people that reject it. So, so it has a whole different life to it. You're not worried about reviews and how many stars on Goodreads someone's going to give it because who thinks it's ever really going to get published?
Right.
So I do have a close attachment to my first novel because it made me a published author. And I wrote it at a hard time in my life. And I think it really helped me to escape in many ways the writing of it. So that being said, yes, I will always have a special place in my heart for my first, but I think like On Fire Island is still my favorite.
Yeah, it's more personal, right? Like they all, I guess they all hold a special place. And do you ever have like a hard time? Like for me, I have there is actually one book in particular of mine that I have a really hard time going back to. Like I probably will never, you never say never, but I probably won't reread it ever because of exactly what you just said. It was from such a personal, difficult place in my life. I don't know if I ever want to revisit it again. How do you feel about like rereading your own work after a period of time?
I don't mind. Like the book was, it was a hard time in my life, but it is not reflected in the book. It's more
Okay.
like my daughter was ill at the time, and the writing the book gave me an escape. So that is like really what I was referring to. No, I don't. I go back and read books, and sometimes I don't even remember like the names of certain people. And I hate to admit it sounds so cocky that I laugh when something's funny. I'm like, oh, that was funny. Oh, I wrote that. Oh, But yeah, I don't mind it. This book, the third book, A Shoe Story, has talking about real people in it. I took my dad was in the invasions of Normandy, Sicily, and Salerno in World War II. At 17, he signed up for the Coast Guard, and he passed away when I was 11. I collected his letters home to his mom, which were what's it called when they used to send them telegrams.
Oh, telegrams, yeah.
And I read them all, and I took his like boat number and traced his journey in World War II. And that was an amazing experience because I put it all in this book, with a different person, but
Sure.
I just felt really close to him just following what he did, That
That's
was great.
incredible. What a gift to have that. That's such a treasure. Oh my goodness. Actually, is there going to be any sequels to any of your books? Because people always ask, I know people are always like, once they read a book, they're like, oh, is there going to be more from this? Or is everything like a standalone?
Everything is a standalone, but my next book, Seven Summer Weekends, which I'm finishing up right now as we speak, is set on Fire Island. And you will be able to revisit a bunch of the characters from On Fire Island, which I'm really happy about because so many people have been saying in their reviews, I need more of these people. So you could get more of the people, but you could also read it completely on its own.
That's awesome. So cool. Yeah, I'm a big fan. Like I get very attached to my authors. Like when I find a book, that's one of the first things I do. If I start reading the book and I'm loving it like right from the beginning, which usually is the case, and I'm like, okay, I have to have everything they've written. Like I need everything. I need all of the books in my library and I'll just go through them, and I think a lot of readers do that. So, yay, I'm so excited that there's like a bunch of them and more coming. Do you ever
Yeah,
find a
thank you.
creative process? Once you're writing one book, do you get ideas for other books and start another project, or are you more methodical in your like, can you stay focused on one?
I do start getting carried away with other ideas. I end up just writing them in the notes of my phone and trying not to think about them. I don't know about you, but like I spend a lot of time mulling, mulling I'm so sorry if you hear that New York City car horn.
No worries.
I'm mauling.
It's very authentically New York. I like
asked
it.
The city to be quiet while I was on my Zoom, but, you know, it doesn't cooperate. What was I saying? Oh, mauling the ideas. Yeah, I spend a lot of time thinking, especially like if I wake up in the middle of the night or when I'm going to sleep. I don't know. Like, it's just that whole being in bed, sleeping, your mind clearing up. It's a great time.
Absolutely.
Mall
What's
idea.
Your do you have a like a favorite part of the process of the writing? Like, is it the actual writing? Do you love the self-editing? Do you love the part when it's just out there in the universe, or do you just enjoy the whole ride?
I think I like polishing up a book the best because I know it's there. There's a lot of the pressure is removed when you've figured out all the difficult parts and you know you've made it to the end, you know, at least once or twice already, right? Then it just becomes time to just make sure every chapter shines and make sure the jokes hit and, you know, the words, tweak the words. And I like that part the best.
Yeah. I've learned to like that part. I didn't used to. I used to dread it because, you know, I'm impatient and I just want to move on to the next thing. Now I've learned to really love that part of the process. What kind of writer are you? Are you a plotter or a pantser? You ever hear those terms before? Like, people are always like, oh, can
I'm
you?
So mad at the city right now. Do you hear this? It's turning on me. It's ridiculous.
They're
I
just
am
being so rude to us.
Nerve. I think I'm a little of both.
I
before I start a novel, I take index cards and I write out all the chapters, the title, what's going to go on, the beginning, the end, the middle, and I put them all in order and look at them. And after that, I barely look at that again. But I just kind of need to know that I have the beginning and I have the middle and I have the end, because if I didn't do that, I think I would just be panicked that I would get to the halfway point and say, oh my gosh, this is going nowhere.
Right.
So that
Yeah.
I do plot it, but I'm not an organized writer that way. I see people that have marked off pages and big, you know, bulletin boards covered in notes and sketches and chapters. And I'm not that person.
Yeah, I'm awed and amazed by people who are that level of organized. I couldn't do it. I can't do it. I'm your classic pantser. So I just sit and write, and then afterwards I'll go back and say, oh, maybe I should kind of keep a little bit of track of things here, and then maybe I'll do the index cards. Who inspires you for your writing? Is there any particular author that has like had an impact on you?
Many authors have had impacts on me. I think originally I was a huge John Irving fan, which I think really directed my characterizations in some ways. I tend to go towards the quirkier characters. And I think that informed it. Reading all of his work, I think, helped inform that. Now I'm very into reading like people that write the perfect rom-com, like Annabel Monaghan, who wrote Nora Goes Off Script, or like Emily Henry and Carly Fortune we share an editor, and their success has definitely inspired me to think about what people want to read, which is interesting. And it's not like that's just what I write. I don't just write what people want to read, but it has been a real learning experience to see what people want to read. You know what I mean?
That's so nice. Yeah. I love that.
I love
that. Now, do you consider yourself, I shouldn't say most, that's not fair to say, a lot of authors would categorize themselves as being introverts, and people are always like, oh my God, you're an introvert. No, you're not. There's no way. Introvert or extrovert?
Oh, I am so not an introvert. I am an extrovert. And, I am. And the funny thing is, I didn't realize that there'd be so much public speaking around being an author.
Which is why I asked.
Yeah. And I actually really enjoy it. Like the first time I was going and speaking in front of 1,000 people, I was like, holy shit, what am I doing? And I wrote everything down. And now I'm just like, I love talking to people about my books. I love being interviewed about my books.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I never feel like, oh, I'm not going to have the answer to the question or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So Yeah, I am an extrovert, and it served me well, I think, with the marketing and sharing books with readers.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you made a great point. I remember my husband when I first started doing some extroverted stuff, introvert over here. And I was so nervous and I just felt sick to my stomach at the idea of standing in front of people and talking. And he's like, you know, the best thing I can tell you is, you know, you're talking about what you know. You're not talking about things you don't know about. You're talking about your own books, your own experiences, and you know, and that's it. So be confident in what you already know, what you're already talking about. Nobody can surprise you with a question that you already know the answer to, you know, or about yourself. And if you don't know the answer, you just say, I don't have an answer for that, you know, and it's okay. The sky doesn't fall, the world doesn't crumble. So yeah, that's I'm envious of your extrovertedness, which I can do all the things, but I have to like go and recuperate for days. I have to put on like really fuzzy clothes and go curl up in a ball somewhere. Sounds so pathetic,
Well, I
doesn't
have to do that too. Don't feel bad.
it?
That's my favorite
Oh.
thing to do, to take that break and stay in my room and watch Bravo.
Yeah. Oh, I know. So tell me now, with this latest book, we just talked a little bit about the whole promoting and marketing and stuff. Are you touring around anywhere? Are you doing any book talks or book signings right now?
Yes. We went on vacation, my husband and I, for 17 days to Scandinavia and to the French Alps, which was a great break. But in between, on both ends of that, on book ends of that, I have been touring. When I'm going, I just got back from Bethany Beach. I'm going to the Jersey Shore this weekend. Then I'm heading out to Fire Island, where I'll be doing four or five different events, because Fire Island is an island with many different towns. And they're not really connected. You could ride your bike to a certain point, but then you really can't. You'd have to take a water taxi to get to them. It's an interesting topography. But yeah, I'm going to do some more events there. I'm going to be at the Hamptons Authors Night on August 12th. I'm doing my first drag show September 9th. I was asked to do books and burlesque. So I'll let you know how that goes.
Yes, you got a lot of adventures coming
Yeah, I
up.
have a lot of stuff coming up. A
That
lot of
is
stuff.
absolutely fantastic and so exciting. And it's so exciting, as you know, somebody that gets to be, you know, as we all are on both parts of that, being behind the desk signing and the person handing over the book to be signed. It's so exciting to get to see authors that you're reading or have read. So I love that you're doing that for your fans, for your growing legion of fans. It's so
I love it
exciting.
too. But someone, woman walked into the store at Bethany Beach Books the other day, and she said, "I already read this, but I had to come tell you how much I loved it." And then she started telling everyone online about how much she loved it. And it made me feel so good that, like, someone's enjoying your book. They're laughing, they're crying, and it's all from your words. It's a great
Yeah,
feeling.
that is so fabulous. Now, tell everyone, if you will, where they can find you, your website, if you're on social media, all that good stuff. Where can everybody find you?
Well, the best place to find me really is on Instagram, Jane L. Rosen, because I feel like that's my favorite social media and I spend more time. It just seems easy to me, Instagram. I post on it a lot. And I have a website, Jane L. Rosen, author. I think that's it. Can't
I'll
even
make sure
really.
either way, we'll have it on the screen for everybody.
All
So
right,
even if it's
that's
wrong, we'll have
perfect.
the right one on there. No worries.
Yes, but I answer my Instagram messages very quickly. And I'm also on Facebook.
I love it. That's fantastic. And do you do any book clubs and stuff like that? People are obsessed with book clubs.
I love doing book clubs, and I often will go, and yeah, I'll even do Zoom book clubs
Oh,
if
that's
people
so
invite
cool.
me and they give me enough advance notice. So, I'll give them a half an hour in the middle of their book club, and it's very fun. People love doing that.
Yes, absolutely. So cool. Jane Rosen, I can't thank you enough for coming on and sharing your books with us and your story and inspiring, you know, not only are you inspiring readers to find new books, you're inspiring authors, new and aspiring authors to write. And that's why I love doing this, because it gets everybody so excited for writing. So thank you so much for your time. I
Thank
appreciate
you.
it.
Here they are.
Show me the
Pick them up.
babies. Look
Pick
at
them up,
those
little baby.
beauties. Yes, I'm so excited. I'm starting tonight. I might be skipping the line here in my to be read list. You got me really excited.
Read
Yeah.
this one first.
Yes, that's okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you
Guys,
so much. Enjoy the rest of your summer.
Thank you. Same to you. Enjoy. You're going to be very busy, but all in a great way. I love it.
Yes, for having me.
Terrific. Thank you. Okay, guys, go check out those books right now. Just don't even wait for the end of this. Just go check them out right now. We'll see you in the next one. Take care.